log, stardate 5784.2. We are responding to desperate distress calls from an unknown planet. My science officer, Mr. Spock, is unable to account for this since he reported no signs of life on the planet. It is rich in kyanite deposits, a very rare and long-lasting source of great power.
Are you from the spaceship Enterprise?
That's right.
Alexander, at your service. I sing, I dance, I play all variety of games, and I'm a good loser, a very good loser. Please, try to bear that in mind. But now, would you please accompany me?
Who are the inhabitants of this planet?
Oh, Plutonians. I'm sure you've never heard of us. Our native star is Sandera. Millennia ago, just before it went nova, we managed to escape. Our leader liked Plato's ideas. Plato, Plutonius, see? In fact, our present philosopher king, Parmen, sometimes calls us Plato's children, although we sometimes think of ourselves more as Plato's stepchildren. Excuse me, someone's waiting for you.
Welcome to our republic. Who among you is the physician?
I am. What's the problem?
My spouse, his leg. Come this way.
Well, what happened to that leg?
I suppose I scratched it.
I don't understand. This should have been attended to immediately.
Sheer ignorance. Is there anything you can do?
Oh, we're certainly going to try. The infection is massive. Let me give you a hypo to ease the pain.
Where?
In the arm.
Shilana, they came to help. They deserve better than to die.
Alexander, you talk too much.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before. Log, stardate 5784.3. Dr. McCoy is endeavoring to treat the leader of a strange group of people. When their planet, Nova, millennia ago, they transported themselves to Earth during the time of Socrates and Plato. After the death of the Greek civilization they idolized, they came to this planet and created for themselves a utopia patterned after it.
What is your prognosis, Doctor?
I'll let you know when I have the results. And from now on, it would be better if I handled the instruments without your help.
Suppose I can't understand why a simple cut like that could become so serious.
Neither do I, but it has. How do I knock out an infection when the tricorder doesn't show any information on Plutonius bacteria? All I can do, and this is going to take time, is to try to match his bugs with a known strain and hope.
Your pan is in jeopardy.
It isn't now. I will.
Well played, Heraclitus.
Thank you, Dionide.
This psychokinetic power of yours, how long have you had it?
2.5. Ever since our arrival here on Plutonis.
How is the power transmitted?
Brain waves.
Do these waves cease while you are asleep?
No, not if they're embedded in the unconscious.
Well, what about medicine? Why no doctors?
Well, we haven't had any pressing need for the medical arts. You see, while still on Sandara, we instituted a mass eugenics program. We're the result. Pared down to a population of 38, we're perfect for our utopia. We're bred for contemplation and self-reliance. And longevity. How old would you say I am? Oh, don't be afraid. I'm not vain.
35.
That old? I stopped aging at 30. Well, anyway, you're off by 2,000 years. I'm 2,300 years old. We were married very young. I was only 117, and he was 128. So you see, we scarcely have to move anymore, let alone work.
That's why you have no resistance.
That's right. A break in the skin or a cut can be fatal.
Experiencing the psychokinetic manifestations of Parman's delirium.
Scotland, Captain Kirk.
Captain.
Captain, we're in the midst of a storm.
No discernible cause. I've never seen anything like it.
There's 10-scale turbulence right now. Emergency gyros and stabilizers at maximum.
If this keeps up, Captain, we can't blast.
Engine at full speed. Get her out of orbit and into space.
I've tried that, sir. She's locked tight.
And there's nothing you can do but batten down the weather.
Right, Captain.
Harmon's mind is not...
Caution!
He's only throwing around the furniture. He's tearing up the Enterprise as well. Folks, knock him out fast.
Captain, the turbulence has abated.
Good. I think you'll find that the orbital lock is broken as well. Assess damage and repair whatever is necessary.
Aye, Captain.
I don't know how I can ever thank you. Not only for Plutonius, but for myself.
No thanks is necessary.
Alexander, show our guests to the south wing.
Oh, thank you. We must return to the ship.
I think I'd better wait until the fever breaks.
Well, in that case, we'll stay.
Just ask me anything.
Thank you, Alexander.
I was thinking nothing of it. You saved my life. Listen, I think I should tell you that...
Tell me what?
Well, just that I never knew any people like you existed.
Where is everyone?
They're all in chambers, meditating.
Alexander. Are there other Plutonians like you?
What do you mean, like me?
Who don't have the psychokinetic ability.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my size. Because they make fun of me for my size. But, to answer your question, I'm the only one who doesn't have it. I was brought here as the court buffoon. That's why I'm everybody's slave and I have to be 10 places at once and I never do anything right.
How does one obtain the power?
As far as I know, it just comes to you sometime after you're born. They say I'm a throwback. And I am, and so are you. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Don't worry about it. We're happy without it.
You know, I believe you are. Listen, where you come from, are there a lot of people without the power and my size?
Alexander, where I come from, size, shape, or color makes no difference. And nobody has the power.
Nobody.
Somebody wants me.
Captain, it will be very gratifying to leave here.
That might not be easy should Parman die.
Even if he shouldn't.
Yes. This utopia of theirs is one of the best kept secrets in the galaxy. Screening themselves from our sensors, locking us in orbit, all this adds up to a pattern.
Jim, my concoction actually worked. The fever's broken. And what recuperative powers? The infection's begun to drain already.
Dr. McCoy, you may yet cure the common cold.
If there ever was a time to get out of here, it's now. Kirk to Enterprise. Scotty, come in.
Scotty here, sir.
Prepare to beam us up.
I'm afraid I can't do that, sir. Everything's frozen.
The turbulence hit you that hard?
It's not the turbulence, sir. Damage to the ship is minimal.
What caused it?
I don't know, sir. And those are the facts.
Did you get up into space?
No, sir. The orbit is locked tighter than ever. And subspace communication with Starfleet, it's completely severed.
All right, Scotty. I'll handle it down here. Stand by.
Great Pan sounds his horn, marking time to the rhyme with his hoof, with his hoof. Forward, forward in our plan, we proceed as we began.
Brekkekex, Brekkekex, Coax.
Your Excellency.
Coax. Amen will do.
Philosopher kings have no need of titles. I would like to know why the ship's instrumentation and weaponry is frozen, and why the Enterprise is locked in orbit.
Captain, please. You are mistaken, I assure you.
Parman, I've talked to the engineer aboard the ship. We've showed our good faith. Now you show yours. I want the ship released immediately.
The amenities, Captain. Allow me to remind you that I am the head of this principality. Guests, do not come barging in here, making demands and issuing orders.
You don't know the meaning of the word. Guests aren't treated like common prisoners.
Do not take that tone with me.
Obviously, Parman does not wish any contact made with the Enterprise.
Well, he may still need the ship's medical stores. Why prevent contact?
To shut out any knowledge of his brutal treatment of his Starfleet captain.
No, Mr. Spock, one thing for certain. Parman is not concerned with my dignity or safety.
Agreed, Captain. And Parman would not have treated you so brutally if he had any intention of releasing you or the Enterprise.
I don't know. I don't want to go, but I can't help myself.
eternally in your debt. We have some trifles for you. Please accept them as tokens of our gratitude. They stem from the very source of our inspiration. To our noble captain, the shield carried by Pericles as a symbol of gallant leadership. To our silent and cerebral Mr. Spock, this kithera to pluck music to soothe his ever-active brow. And lastly, to the physician Dr. McCoy who saved Plutonius and my spouse, this ancient collection of Greek cures, penned by Hippocrates himself.
Has the Enterprise been released yet?
Captain, wait. I know what you're thinking. My humble apologies. You were badly used. In my own defense, allow me to say that my illness was more profoundly disturbing than I myself realized. But I am sure, Captain, that you, too, have been out of sorts and have been driven to fits of temper and rage. Unlike you, however, what I think and feel, whether for good or ill, is instantly translated into reality. So please, find it in your heart to forgive me.
Certainly. Has the Enterprise been released yet?
It will be shortly.
Then good day, and thank you for the present.
Not at all. But there is one final request. After my nearly fatal infection, it has become obvious to us all that we cannot afford to be without a skilled physician. Therefore, we should like you, Dr. McCoy, to remain.
I'm very sorry, but that's impossible.
Your duties will be extraordinarily light. You should be free to read, meditate, to conduct research, whatever you like. You will want for nothing.
The answer is no.
We should like to keep it cordial, but we are determined to have you stay, Doctor.
Dr. McCoy saved your life.
I am losing patience, Captain.
And you consider yourself a disciple of Plato?
We managed to live in peace and harmony.
Whose harmony? Yours? Plato wanted truth and beauty. And above all, justice.
My dear Mr. Spock, I admit that circumstances have forced us to make a few adaptations of Plato, but ours is the most democratic society conceivable. Anyone can, at any moment, be or do anything he wishes, even to becoming ruler of Platonius, if his mind is strong enough.
And if his mind isn't strong enough, he gets torn apart like Alexander.
Oh, come now, we are not children. In your culture, justice is the will of the stronger. It is forced upon people by means of weapons and fleets of spaceships. Our justice is the will of the stronger mind, and I, for one, consider it a vast improvement.
We don't use our weapons for the kind of brutality you practice.
Farewell, Captain.
Come on, Doc.
I can't move, Jim. You're gonna keep me here no matter what. Leave, please.
No, you're the doctor. They don't want to force you. They need your goodwill. They're trying...
Captain, go while you still can.
We're not leaving until McCoy is released.
This is not the Enterprise. You are not in command, Captain.
Oh, why even discuss it? Get rid of them.
Oh, no, my dear, that might offend the good doctor. You wish to stay? By all means, you can help us celebrate our anniversary. In the process, I hope we can persuade you to join our tiny republic.
You won't persuade me.
I think we will.
Tweedledee, he's Tweedledum. You're not staying, McCoy. No matter what he tries. Being your slave, what should I do but tend upon the hours and times of your desire? I have no precious time at all to spend, nor service to do till you
stop it!
Don't do this to him, Parman.
McCoy, no matter what he makes me, save or do, he answers.
No, Parman! Stop it!
Well, Larkin. I have my orders. As you wish, Doctor.
Is this your utopia? Your grand vision of the future? You don't hear.
Had enough of your moralizing.
And we've had too much of yours. You will never get me to stay here.
You will be happy to stay. It takes a little time, Doctor, but you will be happy to stay.
He's a Vulcan. You can't force emotion out of him.
You must be joking, Doctor.
Destroy him.
You can't let him die laughing, can we?
Parman, he saved your life. I'm ashamed to be a Platonian. Ashamed!
I trust they did not injure you too much, Captain.
My muscles are sore, that's all.
The humiliation must have been most difficult for you to bear.
I can understand.
The release of emotions, Mr. Spock, is what keeps us healthy. Emotionally healthy, that is.
That may be, Doctor. However, I have noted that the healthy release of emotion is frequently very unhealthy for those closest to you.
Which just goes to prove that there's no such thing as a perfect solution.
So it would seem. Captain.
Yes, Bob.
Do you still feel anger toward Parman?
Great anger.
And you, Dr. McCoy?
Yes, Spock. And hatred.
Then you must release it, gentlemen, as I must master mine. I might have seriously injured you, Captain. Even killed you. They have evoked such great hatred in me. Cannot allow it to go further. I must master it. I must control.
Jim.
Is senseless. I've thought it over. I'm staying.
You can't.
But Parman has promised me you'll be safe.
Promised? Parman? He let us beam up to the Enterprise and then plunge the ship back into the atmosphere.
Why? Why trick me?
Because if he killed us outright in front of you, you'd retaliate. You're a doctor. You have the means. Bones, I know you're trying to do the right thing. But if any one of us escaped, Parman knows that Starfleet would never let this planet go unpunished. Sacrifice yourself by agreeing to stay and you sign our death warrant.
He's right. I should have warned you. They were treating you the same way they treat me, just like me. Only you fight them. All the time, I thought it was me. My mind that couldn't even move a pebble. They even told me I was lucky they bothered to keep me around at all, and I believed them. The arms and legs of everybody's whim. Look down. Don't meet their eyes. Smile. Smile. Those great people. They were gods to me. But you showed me what they really are. And now I know, don't you see? It's not me. It's not my size. It's them. Them! Them! No, this is the best thing for
them.
No.
Do what I say.
I'm gonna cut them. I'm gonna cut them. Parman first, and they'll all get infected. But this time, listen, whatever they say, don't Don't save them. Let them die.
Give it to
at
me.
At least let me give them a taste of what they gave me. Please, they're going to kill you anyway. You know that.
In that case, what's the point in you dying too, Alexander? Give it.
That's the first time anybody ever thought of my life before his own. I should have told you when you first came here that they were going to kill you, because I knew that, but I was afraid. I was afraid.
It's all right, Sam. Listen, we haven't given up. And there may be something you can do to help.
Anything I can do to help, you just tell me.
All right. Did the Platonians always have this power?
No, not until we came to this planet.
Alexander, is it possible for you to recall how long after you arrived here that their power began to develop?
How could I forget that? It was exactly 6 months and 14 days after we got here that they started pushing me around.
And would you know how many months' supplies you brought with you?
Four, I think. Three.
That's close enough, Alexander. Fascinating. Their power developed 2 or 3 months after they started eating the native foods.
That's right.
Then it is logical to assume that there is a connection between the psychokinetic power and the eating of the native foods.
Well, then why wouldn't Alexander have the same power as the others?
Perhaps his system cannot absorb the crucial element.
Bones, I think it'd be a good idea if you took a reading of Alexander's blood.
Not that I'm afraid or anything, but will it hurt much?
You won't even know it happened.
You still have a tricorder reading of Parman's blood, don't you?
Of course, Parman possesses the highest order of psychokinetic ability, and Alexander the lowest in the same environmental conditions.
The probabilities are that Alexander was born with some biochemical deficiency relative to Platonius.
I'll run both their blood samples through for a full comparative test in the track order.
And if our theory works out, we've got a weapon.
The one significant difference between Parman's blood and Alexander's is a concentration of curanide, broken down by pituitary hormone.
Curanide? It's a high-energy source. That could be it.
The pituitary hormones confirm the hypothesis. They also regulate body growth.
Oh, you mean the same thing that kept me from having the power made me a dwarf?
Yes. It's also obvious why Parman kept this little utopia a secret. Anyone coming down here and remaining long enough would acquire the power.
Exactly. McCoy, there must be a quick way of building up a concentration of curanide in our blood.
It'll take some doing, but it's possible.
What are we waiting for? What is it, Bones?
Well, even if the curanide reaches its desired effect, it still may not help us get out of here.
Yes, there are 38 of them.
The point is well taken. However, the psychokinetic power is not additive. If it were, considering the Platonians' hostile propensities, 2 or 3 of them would have combined forces centuries ago and deposed Parman.
He's right. You know, Parman says that each one has his own separate power frequency, because before, when they tried to combine their powers and use them together, it never worked.
I'm ready. Let's not waste any time. Give us double the concentration in Parman's bloodstream.
Time factor concerns me. It may take days or even weeks before there's enough buildup from the curanide to be of any benefit to us.
Yes. What about Alexander?
Well, since the curanide's broken down and injected directly into his bloodstream, it should work on him as well as us. Better, in fact, because he's acclimated.
Oh, no. No, not after what they've done to me.
Why not? You could conceivably take Parman's place and run the whole planet.
You think that's what I want? Become one of them? Become my own enemy? Just lie around like a big blob of nothing and have things done for me? I want to move around for myself. If I'm going to laugh or cry, I want to do it for myself. You can keep your precious power. All I ask is one thing. If you do make it out of here, take me with you. Just drop me any place where they never heard of Kiranide or Platonius.
Alexander.
Thank you. Lieutenant Uhura.
I guess we weren't sufficiently entertaining.
Glad to see you.
We were forced in the transporter and beamed down. It was like becoming someone's puppet.
I thought I was sleepwalking. I mean, I couldn't stop myself. Captain, what is it? What's going on?
Spock, do you feel any effect of the Kirin-Eye shot?
I did experience a slight flush, Captain.
So did I. Let's try a simple test. Concentrate on raising this plate of fruit. Nothing. Fellow academicians. 2,500 years ago, a band of hardy vagabonds arrived on this barren, rough-hewn planet. Times of desperate hardship, of back-breaking toil. And then, a divine providence graced our genius and our dedication with the power of powers. And through it, our every need instantly materialized. We thereupon determined to form a utopian brotherhood. This night is indeed a festive occasion, for tonight we welcome into that brotherhood its first new member.
Not yet, Parman. You have to convince the doctor first.
They'll never do it, Jim.
Doctor, please. You are destroyed the festive mood of the ladies. We must recapture it at once. I know. What would be better than a serenade from the laughing spaceman?
Watchful of young men in their velvet prime. Deeply they'll swallow from your finest kegs. Then swiftly be gone, leaving bitter dregs. Bitter dregs. With smiling and tender touch, man offers little and asks for so much. He loves in the breathless excitement of night, then leaves with your treasure in cold morning light.
Rebels begin.
I'm so ashamed. Please make them stop.
We have tried.
Please, please make them stop. I've wanted to be close to you. Now all I want to do is crawl away and die.
Careful, Mr. Spock. Too much love is dangerous.
Remember, Cupid's arrow kills Vulcans.
I'm so frightened, Captain. I'm so very frightened.
That's the way they want you to feel. Makes them think that they're alive.
I know it. But I wish I could stop trembling.
Try not to think of them. Try.
I'm thinking of all the times on the Enterprise when I was scared to death. And I would see you so busy at your command. And I would hear your voice from all parts of the ship. And my fears would fade. And now they're making me tremble. But I'm not afraid.
Foreman, let's get on with it.
You are so impatient, my wife. Observe the doctor and learn. He's quite content to wait for the pièce de résistance.
Disappear tomorrow. But at least we're living now, and you can't stand that, can you? You're half crazy because there's nothing inside, nothing. And you have to torture us to convince yourselves you're superior.
Serve you, but stop it.
Carmen.
Alexander again. He likes to play with knives very well. We shall indulge him.
did that? I did.
Impossible.
Quite possible. And logical.
What is it?
What's going on?
Platonians, listen to me. The next one of you that tries any trick will get hurt. Not only do we have your psychokinetic ability, but at twice your power level. Not twice mine.
Finish him off.
Do you want to be like him?
Listen to me. I could have had your power, but I didn't want it. I could have had your place right now. But the sight of you and your academician sickens me. Despite your brains, you're the most contemptible things that ever lived in this universe.
Captain. You knew that I intended to destroy both you and the Enterprise. Yet you spared me.
To us, killing is murder, even for revenge. But there will be other starships.
Well, there's no need for concern. They'll be safe. Late I have begun to think that we have become bizarre and unproductive. We are existing merely to nourish our own power. It's time for some fresh air. We shall welcome your interstellar visits.
I don't believe you.
That would be highly uncharacteristic. We must expect, Parman, that the moment we leave here, your fear would be gone, and you would again be as sadistic and as arrogant as your 2,500 years have made you.
And just remember, we can recreate that power in a matter of hours, so don't try anything.
Understood, Captain. And you're right. None of us can be trusted. Uncontrolled. Power will turn even saints into savages. And we can all be counted upon to live down to our lowest impulses.
You're very good at making speeches, Pop. Just make sure that this one sinks in. Now move aside. Alexander. Kirk Enterprise. Mr. Scott, prepare to beam us up. I have a little surprise for you. I'm bringing a visitor aboard.